And welcome. It is the Brett Winterbull Show, 704-570-1110, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. I can't tell you how great it is to be here with you. A brand new week of broadcasting, and we got so much stuff that we're going to get to. Let's jump right in. For a talk show host, to be able to talk about tax increases on a Monday is really quite something. It shows you where we are in this country. You just witnessed what we could call the great Biden train robbery that took place over the weekend. But I don't want to just pummel Biden over what's going on here with this approach towards taxation. There's one person who's responsible for it, and I'll get to that in a quick second. The centerpiece and the bit of this $740 billion package that's being talked about the most, if you're on the left, of course, is the climate change component, which is, I mean, I don't know, take $100 bills, light them on fire, and throw them out of your car while you're driving down 485. We have no idea what the long-term impact is going to be of this package, but I can tell you what the short-term impact is going to be from this package. It is D-Day. It is the landing on the beaches of Normandy for those who want to raise your taxes. There is a World War III underway right now in this country and in much of the developed world, and it is a war designed to destroy the middle class, period, full stop. The idea that we would have another 78,000 KGB agents getting hired by the federal government, and we call that a victory, is shocking to me. Shocking to me. I've got the sound. I've got the receipts to back it up as we go through the programming here today. But let's think about this for a quick second. We were told we were going to get $6 trillion in spending, and then we were going to get $3 trillion in spending, and then $1 trillion in spending, and now we got $740 billion in spending. And what the Schumer, Pelosi, Biden triumvirate put together was a way to steal money out of your pocket. Oh, you want to buy an EV? We'll give you some credits. But first, you got to buy an $80,000 car. Oh, you want solar and you want solar credits? First, you got to sign up for 35 years of payments. And then at the end of the life of the company, you'll have to figure out a way to dispose of this toxic waste that's now sitting on the roof of your home. This is a giveaway for wealthy people. I know there are going to be people who want to call up and say, Brett, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking about. This is good for the climate. How? How does sending $750 billion fight climate change? How does it do that? Like, Chuck Schumer can't explain that to you because he's a slimy New York politician, along with all the other slimy New York and California and Illinois politicians. They just want to crush the middle class. They don't like that you voted for Donald Trump back in 2016. They don't like that you got tax relief, that you were concerned about the border. They don't like anything about you. This is about retribution. This is about retribution. So let's go back to the idea of 78,000 KGB agents now running around in our country looking at people's tax returns. All right, let's look at that for a quick second. We're told that this is going to be the secret to closing the deficit. No, the way you close the deficit is you limit your spending. Limit your spending is how you close the deficit. Okay, you're hearing beeping and binging. It's because I'm scoring so many points in this opening monologue. You get rid of the deficit by reducing your spending, not by hiring IRS agents. We're not stupid. And it's clear what's going on here. They know full well that the economy's contracting. It's in recession. It's clear. And Joe Biden wants to feather the nest by hiring 78,000 IRS agents to come in and shake people down because he gets to add that to the bottom line of employment. Those also become union members who, you know, help pay into the NTEU, right? The National Treasury Employees Union. It'll be good for another $4, $5, $10, $12 million in dues to the bottom line. What does Joe Biden care about? He doesn't care about you. Don't listen to his stories about, my dad said, if you have a job, it's the greatest blessing in the world, da-da-da-da. His dad told him, go get me another can of Schaefer's, Joe, and quit sniffing your sister's hair. You're creeping me out. Joe Biden, these working class Joe stories are just not true. It's not true. They're protecting hedge funds. Crazy Kyrsten Sinema came out and forced Chuck Schumer to protect the hedge funds so that Democrats in the future can go to these hedge funds to get campaign dollars and can say to them, hey, there's people were trying to do you in, man. I saved your bacon. You got to write me a fat check with commas. They have guaranteed employment, as far as the eye can see, for accountants, CPAs, tax lawyers. This is Joe Biden's answer to growing the economy when he can't grow the economy. But whose fault is it really? It's Kamala Harris. I'm so disappointed watching the programming on Sunday and then listening to the programming today that people are applauding Joe Biden and Republicans are complaining about Schumer. You have got to pin this right to Kamala Harris. She's the vote that made this happen. Listen to me, folks. I know you're so smart in Washington, D.C., and you're so smart in Raleigh, and you're so smart in the different halls of power, but I'm telling you, as a regular guy who's lived all over this country, the person you need to pin this tax hike on and make her wear it for the remaining term of her president's office is Kamala Harris. She did this to you. She did this to you. They won't close the border. They won't interdict fentanyl. They'll let the cartels run free. Endless profits, totally untaxed in the selling of human beings in the modern day slave trade. They're going to come after you. You own a business because you own a business and because you voted the wrong way. And if you didn't vote the wrong way, this is a guarantee you'll vote the right way moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, it brings me no joy to sit here and talk about this, but it brings me a lot of joy to know what the pushback is going to be like. The pushback is going to be profound. It's going to be painful. And here's hoping that in the words of the immortal Chuck Schumer, you've unleashed the whirlwind with these tax hikes. You sure have, Chuck. You sure have. The middle class people in the state of New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Illinois, the middle class people in the rest of America and in some of the parts that are not part of America anymore, they're going to leave these high tax states. They have to. Florida is going to become the largest state in the union, followed by Texas and likely North Carolina, because you people can't be trusted with fiscal policy. And you're going to tell us it's for the climate change? It's not for the climate change. It's to pay off government unions. It's to pay off government donors. It's to continue to grow the big, dark state. And instead, you've decided to go to war against middle-class people. Oh, I told you, you're going to not be taxes on anybody over $400,000. Oh, yeah, over $400,000. No. I mean under $400,000. I'm not feeling so good. Let me get another test here. I think I got a fever. They played you. You voted for Biden and Harris, and they played you. And everybody that works with anybody knows how people voted. Be sure if you run across any Biden-Harris voters, you thank them. Say, thank you very much for those tax hikes and the KGB visits. 704-570-1110. I'm Brett Winterbull. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Boomer Von Cannon's got a look at the roads.